this, again, something that people would not understand if they don't come to Origin Org. Like, do you just treat people right? You pay them what you owe them. You treat them with respect. Mm-hmm. And that is already making us special.
This episode is proudly brought to you by Mapper Forward's workshop, It's Time to Become a Coffee Consultant. Learn how to diversify your revenue streams and create freedom from your day job while saying goodbye to that alarm clock forever by becoming a consultant within the coffee industry or directly to consumers who have shifted towards home brewing and home roasting. Protect your income from challenging times in the coffee value chain by taking this course today. Go to mapperforward.coffee/workshops or click the link in the show notes for details. Welcome to the Daily Coffee Pro by Mapper Forward, friends. I'm your host, Lee Safar, and this is episode 3 of a 5-part series with Mark from Finca Rosenheim. And in this episode, we are going to be talking about the value of traveling to Origin. For people who work on the other end of the supply chain. Now, Mark, you're not like a... We're not having this conversation because you're some super famous coffee producer. You have like 3,000 followers on Instagram. You definitely do some great Instagram videos. And I learned a lot from you on Instagram, and what you're doing is definitely really informative. But we're not having this conversation because you're selling, you know, $400 a pound geshes, right? You're we're having this conversation because you're real about what your perspectives are about this. You have had frustrations. You are well-versed in what your farm can do and can't do. You've been doing this for a long time. And you've seen some shit over the years. Would that be fair to say?
Yeah, I've seen some shit.
Okay, great. There was a time when people would travel to Origin. And there was, and you had mentioned to me that it was valuable to you that people would travel to Origin.
The best interactions that I've had with people, when I talk to roasters, when on over Instagram or social media, the people that get it are the ones that have been to Origin. That, like, how can I explain to someone that has never been to Origin, like, how important it is to fix my roads, for example? But somebody that has gone to Origin, has experienced, you know, the shitty roads, they know how important that is, just as an example. But the struggles, the problems with labor, the spray, stuff that I try to show on social media is stuff that people that have been to Origin, they get it. I can talk to them. I can, like, they go like, yeah, well, now you're doing that. And they understand why we do the stuff that we do. I told you, I don't understand why there was a time where everybody is saying there's traveling to Origin is expensive, or it's wasteful, or it's not sustainable. And I think all the opposite. I think people that come to Origin and get to see the reality of coffee production, to meet the people. Mm-hmm. And I'm, of course, not saying some people travel to Origin and post about it, and it's like pictures with the farmers, and then beers with the exporters, and then playing ball. And they post that, like, proudly.
Right.
I'm not encouraging that kind of Origin trip. I think I've had people that come here and stayed in the farm and worked for a little, helped us here. And I think that has brought a lot of value to them. And me as a farmer also, because we always want to know what's happening on the other side of the world, right? So I also win a lot by traveling to Origin. And this year that I went to Guatemala was the first time that I traveled overseas for coffee or the STC. It was amazing just getting to meet, you know, like, my world has opened. Getting to meet people from all over the coffee industry, from all over the supply chain, and meeting like coffee growers from India and having the same exact problems with like me. So we can start a conversation. We get it.
It sounds like you feel seen.
Totally, totally. And I told you, I'm going to Copenhagen this year. Nobody invited me. I'm going to see what's in the world, right? What's in the world of coffee on the other side? I'm sure I'm going to meet a lot of roasters that I've made contact through social media. And I'm happy to meet them. I'm happy to answer questions. I'll see. I'm super nervous about that, but yeah.
What are you nervous about? Is this your first show?
It's my first show, yes.
Okay, now I understand what you're nervous about. It can be intimidating, right? You don't know anybody really that's there.
It's like my wife tells me when I go into a cafe sometimes and she says like, you tell them that you're a coffee producer, and I go like, no, I just...
Right.
It's social anxiety. I don't know.
Right. Okay. You'll be fine. There'll be people that have seen you on this podcast that will be like, oh, you're the guy. They'll recognize your voice because most people listen to the podcast. You'll be fine. And if there's anybody that's going to Copenhagen and sees Mark, please say hello. If I'm there, you'll definitely have someone to talk to.
Okay, cool.
Now, that leads me to a question that has been on my mind since all of this stuff we've been talking about on SEA Expo. Would you as a producer prefer people to spend the money, instead of spending the money on going to Expo, to spend the money on Origin? Or would you prefer that they did neither of those two things and spent the money on coffee?
I think if they come to Origin, and I don't mean one of those guided tours for the co-op where they show you everything nice. Come to Origin, see the reality of coffee producing. You will immediately be okay with spending more money on your coffee.
Is it about empathy? Is that what will happen? They will have more empathy for your experience as a producer?
Yes. And this goes side by side with what I try to do in social media that I... I'll try to explain it like this. I did a video about us spraying against coffee rust during a holiday. So it was a national holiday and workers had the day off, but many of them still came and sprayed because it was the first day in the week that we had a sunny day. So there's two subjects that I never see that are being talked about in coffee. The first one is spraying. I have no problem showing that we spray against coffee rust. Because if you don't spray against coffee rust people, there's no titicas, no geishas, there's no caturras, there's no borbones. So people spray, but nobody talks about it. Nobody. So my way of doing, I don't know.
Is it some hush thing?
It's taboo.
Is it a problem?
I don't know. Like the chemicals I use, I have no problem sharing that. It's the thing that I have to use in order to be able to produce caturras. And that's the reality of things. So explain that to someone that never heard that your geishas are being sprayed against coffee rust. And then I talk about labor. And, there's so much exploitation in coffee. But I want to talk about labor. Like, I want to say, hey, look, people are coming. And how can I communicate that? Like, I don't know. But if people come and see that, I think, makes the big difference, right?
Wait, let me understand that better. So is labor a big problem for you in the way that you can't afford the labor, you can't get access to the labor? What's the problem with labor?
It's not a problem here. We are, this farm, we are a formal business. Peru has an 82% informal economy. we have a payroll. If my workers work on a holiday, they get double pay.
Right.
I have no problem talking about labor, but I don't see anybody else talking about labor.
Okay.
I don't see these subjects being touched in the world of coffee, in the coffee industry.
Right. We talk a lot on this podcast about the fact that there's a big, big labor problem at Origin. People who come on the podcast and are at Origin talk about the fact that labor is their number one concern. Top three concerns at Origin at the moment: number one, labor; number two, pricing; number three, climate change.
Labor is not a problem for me anymore.
Why?
It is a risk factor. Because I've done a good job, Lee, because last year there was labor shortage, mm-hmm. and we've had inflation. So, okay, that meant increasing salaries. People don't work here in this farm because they don't have anything else they can do. People have the choice. And for me, it's like they have to have the incentives.
They want to be
work
there.
Here. Yes. And the people that I work with, like I want them to choose to work here.
Mm-hmm.
And this has happened. And for example, we're going to start the harvest in now next month. I'm sure people will come. I'm sure we will have the pickers because this, again, something that people would not understand if they don't come to Origin. Or, like, you just treat people right. You pay them what you owe them. You treat them with respect.
Mm-hmm.
And that is already making us special, you know?
Right.
No, we will have the people. There's already people calling me, asking me, when is going to start? So that is not a problem for me.
Is that same reality, though, for other producers in Peru?
No.
What's the reality for other producers in Peru?
I think many are noticing that they depend on workers because there have been worker shortages in the past.
So it is real.
I think the market has improved. I don't hear so much about exploitation or people, especially with pickers, where they're not paid at the end.
At all?
So I think situation, of course, there was a lot of, you know, they promised them so much or more, and then the pickers go to this place, and then they only get paid a certain percent, and then at the end, they get paid more.
Right.
Some of them never got paid. Many come from other places to the farm to work. So I think all in all, it's improving, but I do feel that we are special and I'm very proud of that.
Which is awesome.
So
when somebody comes to Origin, let's say a barista who has never been to Origin, they're not going to come and buy coffee from you. How does a barista go about saying, hey, Mark, I saw you on that Weirdo Woman's podcast, and now I want to come to Origin. What am I going to see at Origin, and how do I do it?
If you have any skills, help us. There's 2 years ago, two young men came to the farm. One was Jacob. He came from Germany because he saw the farm and I think from a podcast. And he said, hey, can I go there? And he stayed for almost 6 weeks.
Wow.
He worked during the morning and he liked to ride his bicycle. So he went to ride his bicycles in the afternoons. I was so amazed on this guy from Germany, like just helping, you know?
Right.
I would give him the wheat whacker and he would go. He would like wear his t-shirt over the head for the sun and just carry stuff. He left such a good impression. And, you know, he was a hobby roaster. And he taught me everything I know about roasting because I gave him the old roaster and said, okay, try to make it work and then teach me. Like, I didn't know anything about roasting curbs before that.
And wow. He even made,
yes. And he made like a cheat sheet
yeah.
for me. And then later that year came Samuel. And Samuel came from Switzerland. And he was doing a work.
Samuel, the scientist?
Samuel.
Ah, Samuel. Okay. Go on.
Yeah. He came and he also stayed in the farm. And he had been all over Peru doing like investigation on coffee producers.
Wow.
So I got to hear from him so much more about Peru itself.
That's amazing.
And these people, like, he also stayed here. It's like, Samuel, here's a shovel. And he would work. And it's like, I got so surprised at these guys. You know, if you have skills, any skills, come to the farm. And if you're interested, I don't have a 5-star accommodation, but, you know, the first thing they can help me is to improve this accommodation.
It sounds like a fair exchange.
Yeah, I had so much value from these people coming to the farm. And I know that they went from here with also learning a lot, you know?
So people should start thinking about, instead of going, it sounds like the answer to the question that I was asking is that instead of going to SEA Expo next year, people could perhaps think about going to Origin and spending that budget, because the same people that are spending money to go from the West Coast to Chicago could be spending that money going from the West Coast to Peru. It's actually cheaper.
Here in Peru, it's a little bit further away.
But it is cheaper.
And the farm, yes, but it's so cheap to be here.
Yeah.
Compared to other places.
All right. So in the next episode, folks, we're going to talk about sustainability and not what sustainability means on the consuming end of the podcast, consuming end of the supply chain. It's a little late here in Dubai, folks. I'm really sorry. But we're going to talk about what sustainability means for coffee producers, because we have one understanding of what sustainability means. But we're going to ask this question of producers for the rest of this year. What does sustainability mean to you? So join us for the next episode, folks. Peace, love, and peanut butter. Have an amazing rest of your day. I really hope you enjoyed this episode, friends. Please don't forget to show us some love by subscribing, liking, commenting, and most of all, sharing this podcast with your friends. Check the show notes for links, including our sponsors and our Patreon. And stay tuned for more great conversations on The Daily Coffee Pro by Mapper Forward.